Because if I start to talk with my eyes and see, even on the Carello, I don't think we're going home today.
I want to go home today. You
know? So this is a lot. So Spells was in Igbefo, Kubit was in Igbefo, Phantom was in Igbefo, but Ologolo.
Okay, do you find yourself having a song with Portable Sunday? You are welcome to the 213 podcast, where we talk about the sounds of the streets, you know, the spirit of survivor, and of course, the sound of the urban Niger culture. And yeah, because we believe in 213 podcast that everyone has a story, you know, and of course, if you don't talk about your side of the story, basically that part of the story that you don't want to talk about, those are the parts that people really don't know about, you know, talking about the struggle, the pain, the push, the power behind every moves, you know, all of those things that you do behind closed doors that nobody saw you, the sleepless nights, you know, all of these things just to make sure that everything can check, just to, you know, be on point. It can really be crazy, but trust me, there's a whole lot that you need to learn from this episode. It's 213 Podcast once again. My name is Sequest, your Capadon radio screener, aka Baba Man, the same black boy, your fresh one turn up. So my guest today, you know, is someone who is walking the walk. Yeah, a hustler. Yeah, and of course, someone I know, but you know relatively well, not so much, but trust me, J Levels will tell us so much about his journey and everything he's been through on this platform today. What's up, my brother? How you doing?
I'm good, bro.
J Levels.
That's your respect.
Good to see you, man. Good to see you, man.
Because right. I've been seeing a lot you've been doing.
Right, you
know,
right.
You know, your OG.
Yeah, you say that, I understand, right?
Yeah. Happy today's stuff. Happy to be here, yes.
Yeah, I know,
happy
right.
Happy to tell the world what you want me to tell them.
So what are the things where your eye don't see?
Well, I know if you want to know the way to my eye, don't see, I believe it's based on my career level.
Yes.
Because if I start to talk with my eyes and see, even on the career level, I don't think we're going home today.
I want to go home today. You know?
So this is a lot. But I'm thankful, happy, because I've learned a lot. You know, that's like what I used to tell people.
Yeah.
If it's not working out, there must be a reason. You just found yourself that you love this. You never really, it's not that you want to do, you just find yourself loving it. So if it's not working as expected, just know that there are yet to learn or to know about what you are doing. It's just all about being patient and waiting. Like me, I used to question myself, why is this not working out? I used to ask myself that every time. But I realized that the longer I stay, the more I realize that I am knowing more what I didn't know that was existing.
Yeah.
You know, at a stage in life, sometimes you feel that you know it all.
You know.
You understand? Then later you start realizing that, you know, I didn't know about this.
You know.
Just getting to know this. Wow. So this thing was existing.
Hmm.
And I didn't know about it. So sometimes if it's not really working, there is a purpose for that.
You know.
So when I realized that, I wasn't even bothered again, like, keep questioning myself, because it seems like you're punishing yourself by yourself.
Mm.
Because you didn't create anything, you just find yourself going. So ever since I realized that, my journey has been wonderful, trust me, it's been wonderful. And what my eyes have seen, I don't even know where to start from.
Let me help you by starting like this.
Okay.
You know, you tell me now, when did the dream to become an Afrobeat artist started? I mean, you started feeling it like, I should be one of these people that sing on stage that everybody clap for, that everybody want to feel, that everybody want to take pictures with. You know, when did that dream started for you?
Well, actually, I didn't start with Afrobeat. Afrobeat, yes, like it's the talk in town now.
Okay.
You understand? It's not back then. When I started making music, it's been a long time. I started writing first time I wrote music was 2005. You understand? From 2005, I wrote a lot. Then yeah. It was all about, you know, R&B, blues. I was doing a lot then. Like, that was the major one. Like, I started with Westlife, you know, knowing how to sing Westlife. I remember back then, one of my elder bro, everybody was singing Westlife back then. And I didn't know how to sing it. That was like, look at you. look at you with your beautiful voice. You don't even know the lyrics in Westlife. So I felt bad. I decided to study, like, with what he told me.
Yeah.
I felt bad. I have to go back to buy those lyrics.
Are you serious?
Remember that lyrics? So that was what I used to. I used to study. That was when I started realizing that music is my thing. I was even asking myself, how did you get to know all these lyrics? You know, those Coast to Coast, those Westlife Coast to Coast.
Yeah.
So that album, I know all of them. Even till now, most of their Westlife album, I know them very well. So at the stage, if I try to, hey, come and listen to my song, when I'm lonely, so they'll be like, this is not what's trending. What you doing now? what are you singing? Go and listen to Daddy Shoki. Go and listen to...
Wow.
You don't eat my car. You know that, but then, back then, the things they were, you know, the songs then. So I was like, oh, this is not really my thing. I kept, no, I'm a very stubborn person. I refused. Mm-hmm. At a stage, when I went to studio to make the sound, I still remember 2007, when I went, I said, this is what I want to sing. I was like singing blues. The man was just laughing. He said, I don't even know how to start.
So you mean, wait, bro. You mean you, there was a time in your life when you actually, you were singing slow songs?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I went to the studio.
Are you worried?
I want to make a song. You say, is it the trending? Like then, Afro was, I don't know, like, it's a thing. It's a new
coming
thing.
Up, right? Yeah.
You understand? So I said, I want to do, you say, is it Afro? I say, is it Afro? You know, they had a
the Afro style.
He started laughing at me. He said, what do you mean Afro? I said, I want to sing blues on R&B or hip hop. That's the one. I said, oh, you're not about Afro. Oh, you're still.
Okay, so have you ever reached a point whereby you actually wanted to quit music?
Oh, several times. I have to say.
Wow.
Several times. So, no, what I understand is whatsoever you love, music is like, to me, it's like my girlfriend. You know, when you fight with who you love, you see that.
Yeah.
Even if you say, I'm not doing it again, then you find yourself doing it again. You find yourself doing it again and again and again. I've tried to quit music several times. I can't even count it. I can't count several times.
Wow.
But it's a thing that I can't do without. Trust me, I've tried it. You know the funniest part? The wonderful part about this is I used to see myself like, I get songs from the dream.
You get songs from your
dream? Yeah, there was a time I quit music. I said, I'm not going back to this again. You've helped me several times. I'm not going to do this again. Wow. I tried it, man. But I saw myself on stage, like crowd, thousands.
You had singing. A dream, is that what you mean?
Yeah, it comes off from you. Like, it's a thing that, like getting a song from a dream is like a common thing. I don't know who passes that message, but I always get it. Like I wake up, sometimes I hear a song singing, like this is my song. I'll be like, hey, that's the song I dropped. I'll do it in the radio station, in my dream.
Whoa.
Then when I wake up, say, it is my song. Well, this is not my song, you know? I've never seen something like this. Then I will, okay, maybe it's yet to come. Then the next thing I have to do is to record it on my phone.
Yeah.
You understand? You know, if you're sleeping and you want to record, you're going to know. Someone is really tired.
Yeah.
So, and I don't even want to scream because I really want to do it the way I edit in the dream. But sometimes I'll be like, disturb the neighbor. So I have to learn my voice and do it. You understand? Then later, I have a whole lot of songs which I made up. I go from the dream. So those things made me not to quit.
I kept
coming. And you see someone that, like this, a lady, every time she sees me, I hope you're still singing.
Wow.
She keeps saying that to me every time. Hey, good morning, my guy, I hope you're still singing. Don't give up.
Wow.
Tell you, I keep telling myself, who is this woman? Is she a guardian angel or God talks through me? Sometimes music is life. You can't give up music. Yeah. You can never give up singing if you have people that you are yet to make happy. What do you understand by fans? People that love your sound. You are born to make people happy. You can't give up. If you give up, it simply means that it's not your thing.
Do you really think, no, we're talking about the sound of the streets now. Do you really think all depending the songs we have today can actually make us happy?
Yes. You know what, how do I put it?
Okay, do you listen to Portable?
Yes. I'm a music producer.
Okay.
I see sense in everything everybody does.
Okay.
There is, whatever is making people happy.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so people like it. They are fans. People love it. You understand? What you don't like, someone might love it. That is just the truth. Okay, so wherever you find yourself,
yeah,
any kind of genres you find yourself doing, there is a purpose for that.
Okay, do you find yourself having a song with Portable someday?
Yeah. I love Portable. I will go his way so that I can gain more fans. I can convince people. Like, if I go his way,
yeah,
and people start listening to me, they will see the other side of another music.
Wow.
That is the connection. You understand? After that song, the ones that will go, sure. The ones that will stay, will stay.
Sure.
But, I love this song. From there, if merely somebody develops a passion for you, he likes everything you do.
Sure.
That's how Afro was introduced. Once you love one song, you want to listen to that one. If you like it or you don't like it, you just want to take
sure.
it
on.
In the beginning, you'll be like, you keep skipping.
You know,
keep skipping.
You know.
Until you get tired of those ones.
Of those ones you don't want, yes.
You want to test this one. Oh, this one is wonderful. You get it. So from there, you know how to sing everything. But
exactly.
from your experience, if you download someone's album, you keep skipping one or two. But at the time, you realize that this is wonderful too.
Yes, yes, yes.
Why? Because
I've been in that state a couple of times. You are right, yes.
So it happens. It happens.
So how do you survive when, you know, as a young upcoming artist, how do you survive now that you don't have shows coming in for you and you are still, in a way, you have your streaming there, but it's not as, you know, the payoff is not as big as the likes of Wizkid, the likes of Burna Boy, the likes of, you know, all these big cats in the game today.
Well, I used to tell people that no matter what you do, if your career is not yet bringing money, you, as an artist, you must have something doing. If you really want to make it, how are you going to make it when you don't have a ladder? Having a craft or going to work. Well, I don't really like working under somebody. I won't advise working under somebody because he owns you. You can't decide on what to do. You understand? He tells you what to do, how to do it. I don't know if you're getting
it. I get what you mean.
But once you have your own craft, what you're doing, you can't, like, I do my thing as well.
Yeah,
you understand? I decide to leave. Like, today I'm not going to work. I want to relax because it's my thing. You can't do that if you are under somebody.
True that.
That is just it. So as an artist, you need to have a craft, something that will yield in money. Because these are the things, these are the reasons why people give up.
True.
And these are the things that frustrates people in the game. Okay, let's say you decide to save money after 7 months, you save 20 million or so to promote, to push your music. Then you've made all your plans. You're going to do this, you're going to do that. Not knowing that whatever you find yourself in, you, it's going to be difficult.
True.
Let's say I came here, I don't know who's cheapest.
Mm-hmm.
And I come here and this guy comes to stand, maybe I met another person. He says he's the cameraman. Or he says he is cheapest. How would I know? Then he said, okay, I'll help you to do this, do that. And I, after doing everything, I realized it's not at perfect pass.
You know, yeah.
You understand? You see what happened now?
Exactly.
You're not getting exactly what I want.
What you want.
You understand? All because I don't really know. So for you to invent in the other way around, you need to study. Like, if I want to do promotion now, music, I need to know the right person I'm meeting in all the TV stations or radio stations.
True.
I might meet the gate man. You'll be like, welcome, welcome. Yes, I am the CEO, I'm in charge. How would you know? You might not know. You might lose. I'm not saying you might lose during that process. It is somehow difficult venturing into what you don't know. But let's say you know, and you decide to put all the home money.
So how do you, because I understand something about, you know, you going into something you don't know, but you're ready to find out.
You lose. As long as no one is putting you through. The reason why I say, the reason why people go to learn things is because they don't want to risk it. Risking it might make you to give up totally. But if you are able to wait or to see someone that will put you through, you understand?
Yeah.
I believe it will be easier for you. Like, where I'm going to is you trying to promote yourself. You're into your singing, your writing.
Yeah.
You have, let's say you've saved the money. What if you go on the wrong leg and you lost all the whole money?
Mm.
These are the reasons why people give up and things like this. So it's always difficult doing things on your own. You understand? And doing things without having any other things giving you money.
True.
You understand? True. It's going to frustrate you. It's going to frustrate you. So I myself, I have what I'm doing that gives me money. I'm a music producer as well. I produce. Sometimes if I realize that on the market, on day to day, you understand? Then the next thing I have to do, anybody that comes, offer how much you get. Ah, your money is small, one guy, next time. I just, you understand? That's my craft. I've seen something. I'm just saying. So all these things really matters. You need to have a backup.
You need to have a backup. What's in your eyes don't really see? I mean, give us the raw truth. Let's talk about it. Take us into the whole of this gist and let's talk about it.
Like, I don't even know where to start from because, oh my goodness. Oh, as you just talk, my heart just a break.
Plenty things come to your mind, right?
So many disappointments, you know. Well, let me start from somewhere.
Yeah.
Because I must start from somewhere. First, a friend of mine, who be producer back then, he convinced me that we can set up the studio, let's move to Lekki, that everything is going to be fine. And I had money then, which I can use to buy property. The only mistake I made was telling the guy that I have such money and I'm confused if I am to do this or do that. It's my dude convinced me. It's my brother convinced me to do that. He said everything is going to be fine.
Hmm.
You know, the only thing someone can use to get me in this life is music. And music, person will feel, make me do what I'm not supposed to do. It's only music.
Yeah.
So he convinced me. I tried my best not to, because I know I didn't even I bought that property then, because there was a land. Somewhere they were telling me about close to the same thing. Now I asked for the price, it's like times 20.
Wow.
Just imagine I bought it then.
So why did you buy it then?
2015. That's what I'm talking about. No, he convinced me to use the money and set up a studio. Back then I didn't know how to produce. I don't even know much about studio. All I just want is for me to be recording my songs. Though I later agreed. Why I agreed? Because he had a connection with the prince that we all know.
Okay. The prince?
Yes, the prince of Maven. He had the connection. The guy loved him. He loved his craft. And he's my friend. We have been together. I believe that the way, you know, human, you might think that once you are the one on top, you can't really know who is under you.
True.
Yeah, you just notice that someone is there, but you can't see everything.
Yeah,
it is only him that knows you very well because you are showing everything.
Exactly.
They say when someone has money, that's when you know.
The true that, yes.
His true self. So that was the biggest mistake I made in my life. We went to Lekki. When we started working, he's crafty. People love his work. Started meeting people. From there, he met some guys way home, all these working boys. That was how they convinced him to, let's go now, let us sit the other place. Then he didn't know I had that. Then I wasn't really even mad about it. I was like, can you just teach me this? Let me know one or two. This guy, when they carry, if he wants to be, will carry a laptop for a body like this.
They come around.
Yes. I'm like, bro, why are you covering this? I would like to sit down. I want to sit down beside you. Say what? he will remove it and start playing game. Bro, I want to know, I just want to understand something. This guy said, I'm not producing again. I'm not mixing.
Wow.
Oh, bro, I heard you doing beat the other day that was coming back from where I'm coming from. You know, he was like, no, it's not, it's the one that I've done. You know, he kept on hiding this from me. I became frustrated. I have to talk to one of my friends, he invited one producer. That was the guy that just showed me one or two. But he knew still, then I didn't know how to use it very well. So the next thing, he followed this guy.
Wow.
Leave everything for me. I did look my studio like this. The only thing I know how to do in the system is to put it on and click on the software. Then I'll be looking at the software because sometimes I mistakenly delete. I don't know how to bring it back.
Wow.
You understand? I have to go again because I have a stubborn script. That's why I have deleted it. Let me record it again. So to the extent still, the guy came and explained to that was, you know, no, you can never be like the professional stuff. You know that this is not even amateur. This is lower than amateur.
You know.
So I started having that challenges because we were supposed to raise money from there and pay for the apartment because I've spent everything in the studio.
Hmm.
He convinced me to buy this because of social personal account. Buy this because I tried buying everything. At last, I became frustrated because he left it for me. I didn't know what to do again.
Wow.
And I looked at my studio like this at a crack because I don't know what to do again. Till I met one big producer there, Spells. That was so he always allowed me to go to his house. That was when, as he is producing, I tried to study one or two. You understand? He didn't know because back then, even Cook Beat wasn't my street then. Then Cook Beat. The Spells was very close as well. And there is one other guy. This guy that produced it, my Bonobon. Phantom,
yeah.
Yeah, Phantom was within the actually so Iwefo, that was where I was staying. So Spells was in Iwefo, Cook Beat was in Iwefo, Phantom was in Iwefo, but Ologolo.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's I've forgotten the name of the record level back then.
Okay.
So I used to go to the gate man. I have to be friends with the gate man so that I can easily mingle with them. And the only reason why I'm going there is for me to know more because I'm already frustrated and the time is going to pay rent and the rent will be being slow.
Hmm.
So I became confused. Though, luckily for me, I had dog. That dog, the reason why I buy him, see, if money will come out for studio, if you're born, go sell them.
Wow.
You understand? Go sell them, take them, do what you suppose.
Wow.
You understand? The dog was a female. The dog
what,
was a female.
What breed?
Yeah, a female.
What breed?
Rottweiler.
Wow. That's a good business.
Yeah, that was my intention. So I used that one to hold myself. So because of the frustration, I was looking for a producer. Then I introduced me to one.
Who introduced you to one?
Actually, one of them, I want to meet everybody. I need help.
Wow.
Because I don't know how to do it. I've left everything. This is the only thing that I have now. You know, when you are, the only time one can make a mistake is when you're a bit confused.
Hmm.
When you're devastated, you will be confused. You won't, that period, one have to calm down and take any action because you will surely make mistakes. You won't even know that you're making a mistake, a very big one. So that period is only God that helped me. That was how I took in one guy. I don't want to call his name. The guy was like, I was in a label. There were some bad guys assigned in the label. I have to bring them. They are the one that will bring people. That was how he went and packed extra 15 people.
inside
the room and parlor. Yeah,
wow.
I used the parlor to do studio, then room. My hair is better. Okay, now, my dog. I used to pay 1K for them, all these people selling fish within that investment so that they will give it a dog, you know, every day something. So I give it to my guy. I have to go and hustle. I gave the guy, please, always, I gave him $7,000. We could always go there to take the food. And please, this stove is for the dog. This pot is for the dog. Warm it because this is the only thing I used to pay rent. And when this guy chopped the money, I came back, I saw my dog looking like a goat. Long lean finish. Big head with Omo. I was like, bro, what happened? What happened to this dog? What's going on? He said, Baba, me, I never chop. Now me, we call the feed dog.
Wow.
She know your money.
Wow.
It's okay, you dey feed dog. When me and dog, they also dey feed dog. Come on, my brother. Come on, I'm like, oh my God. Bro, this dog may be the only thing I want to take. Bro, he said, bro, I'm hungry and I want it. She said, I'll deal with me, man. You know, man, hey, scatter, man.
How would you rate your music?
Well, like I told you, yeah. I always believe that new things do come. I rate myself 90. But to me, you understand, that is public, I rate myself 90. 100 if possible. But I still believe that there are more things I need to learn. Because learning doesn't stop. You keep learning every day.
Sure, sure.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I personally, I'm trying to create, I want to break that record by creating a genre of music for myself. Like finding this and finding this and putting it together. I'm a producer. I'm working on that. I'm yet to drop, to unleash, to unveil that to anybody. You understand? Mm-hmm. But I'm still calculating how I can mix, if possible, drill with. I don't want to talk.
Say it. You have to say it. You want to miss what? Tell me, please. I want to know.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you want to miss what?
The three of them. Yeah. Drill, R&B, and Afro.
Okay.
Let's say a drill with a crazy Afro percussion.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
Then if I want to sing, I'll have a... I don't want to go far, but it's something like that.
Something like that, right?
Yeah, I'm still trying to. That's
the you work with a producer or you produce yourself?
I'm a producer.
Yeah, being a producer doesn't mean you have to produce all your songs.
That is what I said. I am trying to create a sound. Like, I'm trying to create my own sound. Like, it's not that I can do very well
with
other sounds.
Okay.
Majorly, the songs I do now is normal, the drill, afro stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to create a genre that, if you listen to Bonoboy, his producers are, I respect them. They mix a lot. Being a common producer is common. You understand? You can even get the parts already made. I'm trying to build, like, if you look, you see my packs.
Yeah.
I'll create a pack which I'll be selling.
You know, like, I get it.
Creating a different
sound entirely.
You get me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, if you even want to sing, it's going to make you go that way. But I'm still working on it. I'm a producer. I do my things myself. And it's somehow difficult to work with a producer if you guys don't connect.
You guys don't connect. Yeah, that's true.
You understand? And the reason why I learned production is because I'm not always satisfied with what I'm given. Not all.
Yeah.
Some people, if you tell them, bro, the way this thing is going, when I say, hey, don't tell me my job. This is what I've been doing. This is what I know how to do. They're going to shut you up. Bro, I'm here for you to export what is inside here and put in the system for me to be satisfied so that I can come the next time. And you were directing me how to do it. Why not allow me after everything? You understand? Then you suggest.
Do you write your songs?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the... Take us through the process, you know, from raw to finish. Put all of this together.
Sometimes it depends. It doesn't come in one direction. Music can never come from one direction. It can't only come from sitting down and saying, I want to write a song. Music doesn't go that way.
Okay.
Music is spiritual. Music connects. I can get it through this place that I'm sitting. Music is not a thing that you have to officially come and say you want to. No. You might be doing something, you might be angry and it comes in. You might be crying. You might be happy. It comes in different, and the way it comes, that's how you follow it. If you really want to get it all from that connection.
Yeah.
You understand? You have to follow how it comes.
Now, talking about following how it comes, I'll take you back a bit.
Okay.
And it's more like a reminder because I know this is your song and you just allow me to quickly talk about it. I know the song is not out yet. Yeah. VDM Panzer Panzer. Are you trying to get attention from VDM? Are you trying to, or are you moved by his spirit or something?
Actually, you know, actually I didn't want to do the song for.
Okay.
But before what happened to VD happened, because I am the kind of person that listens to the universe.
Okay.
Because the universe talks in different directions. This thing might be talking. It's talking to the phone, it's blogging.
Yeah, true.
You understand?
True.
I'm just saying. So I'm the kind of person that listens to the universe. I try to study more about universe, talking to me. So I heard fella, them never hear anything. That's the intro of the song. Them go hear Kwanzaa, Kwanzaa.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I saw that. And I remember, I realized, so I was crying. I saw it. The next thing I saw that VJ has been arrested. I scroll back again.
Wow.
Them never hear anything. They go hear Kwanzaa, Kwanzaa. I went back again. VJ has been arrested. Then the next thing I said, like I said, then go here, pansa, pansa, then go, because I know he's a stubborn guy. Yeah. It's not going to stop. The more you hit him, the more he keeps going because he loves it. You know, that's why it's good to go for what you love. You can't stop somebody from what he loves. The more you do, that's what he wants. He enjoys it.
Hmm.
So that's, he can't do without it. So the best way to stop VDM is to stop what he don't want.
Right.
If you keep giving him, he keep giving you. So that's a pansa pansa. Same thing with fella. That's what fella kept on saying. Then we hear pansa pansa. Respect to fella and Kulaku.
You know.
Kuti. You understand?
Yes.
So VDM, as you can see, ever since he came out from that place, we have heard more pansa pansa than ever before. The one we heard, like,
that's
more.
True.
You get it?
Do you have a video? Do you have a video for this song yet? And so when is the song even dropping?
It's supposed to drop this July, let's say, before 10 to 15, it's supposed to drop. You know how the stores do their thing?
Yeah.
So they're taking their time to upload it in different places.
All right, we believe that when the song drops, you'll come back here to, you know, do the proper premiere, you know, and let us know how we can stream the song. Yeah,
yeah, it's going to be in all platforms, trust me.
Okay.
It's going to be everywhere. But I'll make sure, I just want him to hear it. Because yeah. It was when he was in the prison or cell.
Yeah.
That was when I did the song.
Okay.
You understand? Actually, I was waiting for him. Immediately he comes out, then I'll drop the song.
Yeah.
But due to some circumstances and challenges, it made me delayed. Got me delayed. But that's still cool. He's not done.
Okay, but is that who you had to? Do you think you would drop a collection of a body of work and we might likely, you know, see the aspect of Pansa Pansa is not something that Fela just did because he just want to talk. You know, are you the type that would also, you know, say something about the ills in the society?
Most of my songs, most of the songs I have, it's all about what you're saying.
Okay.
I believe that each album I'm going to drop, I'll make sure one is there. You understand?
Yeah.
Nobody loves the society to be like this. Like I personally, I love Nigeria so much. I don't even want to go outside. If what I'm doing is working, I don't need to go outside. Because I believe that if you don't have sense in Nigeria, how will you have sense in that place?
You know?
Life is easy over there. You're gonna get more lazy and
true.
Whatever. So Nigeria is the easiest place to make money if you were smart.
You think Nigeria is the laziest place to make money?
Nigeria doesn't have anybody questioning you over your money.
These days they are questioning also. As a day like this, you go drive, they go stop you, man. How many times have you been checked?
Once they question you.
You know, you tell me.
How many times? Nobody has ever stopped me because my look doesn't really. The only thing you would do is.
Yeah.
That's why you say there's corruption.
Bro, you never walk out go some places, so.
Corruption in Nigeria.
Bro, you never walk out go. You like this. You never walk out. When are you walk out? Maybe you're driving.
That's settlement.
Yeah. Oh, that's settlement.
You know
that. Tell me you said to because of your look.
A lot. Once they get you, once they hold you, you have to. Hey, bro, how far? What is it? Don't you know that you look like a criminal? Bro, criminal how? And you don't have to question them more. If not, they'll deal with you.
You know?
Trust me, they might rope you. So the best thing is, bro, Afa, come. I know what's it. You know, you can't do that in America. You can't do that other places. Once you get to police station, you're going to court.
So you mean the corruption in this system actually makes living in Nigeria a bit fair?
No, only we are not, the corruption is a different thing. The corruption is a different thing because I believe everyone is corrupt.
You know,
that mindset has been there. Even if you refuse it, infuse it inside of you.
Inside of you,
especially
you know.
Lagos.
Exactly.
If you are not smart, bro, you're going home empty-handed. Yeah, these guys might be waiting for you without money. and take it from you until you wake up.
That's true.
You understand? Why I'm saying this, you will see one person parking like 20 cars in a compound, no question. You can't do that in America.
You can't do that in America, yeah.
Understand? America monitors your account.
Yeah.
They know the only thing you do is your salary. It should be coming and they see how you spend it. Once it gets complicated, they will invite you over for questioning. So it's all about settlement. Once you settle, you're free. America had so many, you can't do so many. There are things you can't do.
That's
can't
true.
Take it. They monitor your salary, they monitor your route. Once you do like this, they'll question you, what are you going to do?
That's true. That's true.
So you have to explain before going.
Oh, so I wanted to say something and it just keeps my mind right now. Okay, so
yeah, I don't think you about this from
this guy. Yeah, this guy. Okay, so in a way, I believe you still have to come back to the pod and, you know, talk about your song VDM Panza Panza. It's a song that I really like to even ask you more. Okay. What I mean more, you know, apart from the VDM story that you actually, you know, embedded in the song, I would really want to know, what are the things that actually inspires you? You know, you mentioned the other time that things around the world, things you see, but hey, you and I know that this Nigerian we did, maybe today we see Nigerian artists, they have one or two sometimes around, you know, that gives them the energy or the vibe, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't smoke, you don't drink, you don't... You never saw that coming, right?
Well, I train myself
okay.
in that way. I don't want something to prompt me to do something.
Okay.
I want to do it. I have to press the button by myself.
Okay.
I have to press the button by myself.
True.
So that I can do what I want to do when I want to do it.
Okay.
You get it?
2-1-3 Podcast. I'm the name T Quest, your Kappa Don, Radio Square, aka Bombman, the same black boy. Our fresh points on up. J-Level's right here with this episode. And hey,
we've been having this chat back to back in a radiotainment style. And trust me, that's a vibe, right? You can always find us on Spotify at 213 Podcast, YouTube Shorts at T-Mouse TV. And don't forget to check me out on all platforms at Official T-Quest. Yeah, I'll see you on the other side. See you on the next episode. See you on the next episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, guys. You know, thank you, guys. Thank you so much.